What is the word, y'all? This is Devon Sage, this is Reaper Training, and y'all are now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And today we're back at y'all with some motivation. This one right here is going to be pretty special to me. Like, I think this is, like, when I went back and went through my notes, I was like, man, this is going to be some good information for everybody to have. And as you can tell by the name, we're going over the 5 pillars of self-investment. So, to start off with, I want to explain what self-investment is. So, you're honestly going to have 3 types of investments in life. You're going to have asset investments, which are commodities, stocks, real estate, precious metals, things like that. Like, those are all asset investments, where you take the money that you're already making through your earned income and you're buying other things to make you more income or to sustain it in a different way. And then you have what I like to call self-investment, where self-investment is what you invest into yourself to improve your quality of life and improve your income, which leads to asset investment. Now, and then you also have the mental investment, which is relationships and friendships and things like that, which, you know, we talk about pretty often. I don't know if I'm going to do, I'm definitely going to do one on asset investments. I don't think I'm going to do any, well, I guess I'll do a specific version of the mental investment part, but or emotional investment, I guess would be a better way of talking about it. But so I'm going to start off by saying, when I put this list down, if you're not, if you don't have a grasp, or if you're not working on these pillars I'm talking about, it's not the end of the world. But I am going to say, this is how strongly I feel about this. If you are in your mid to late, if you're in your late 20s or in your 30s, and you don't have, if you haven't started at least 4 of these 5 pillars, then you need to, like, really reevaluate yourself and really evaluate where you're at in life and really, like, get a hone on things, like, and start, like, the alarm siren should be going off. Like, it's time to get things going. You know what I mean? It's time to start hustling. And that's not me saying that to judge nobody or anything like that, but more than likely, if you never, you get people that go through their lives without ever truly investing in themselves. And when I mean not investing in themselves, I'm talking about, like, they kind of just float around, and wherever the wind takes them is where they go. And like I told y'all, man, the whole thing about being goal hunters and being goal oriented means that you need to set yourself apart from others, and you need to set yourself up for failure. Self-improvement is not just for, it's not for fucking hoes. It's not for looking fly. It's not for social media, Instagram, Facebook. It's not for that. It's to improve your quality of life and how you live. And that's the most important part of self-improvement. And it's really, I don't see a scenario where if you don't have these 5 pillars, if you can ever really live a fruitful life, just a stable life. I don't really see without these things if that's even possible. Now, that being said, it's fine to work on things. If me looking at this list right now, I'm about 3 of them in. I have 3 pillars that I'm starting on. Well, yeah, 3 of them I started on, maybe 4. And, you know, your completion of these pillars probably wouldn't be done until, or most of them until you're like you're in your mid-30s if you started now. But enough of me explaining it. Anyhow, so the first pillar of self-investment is going to be a skill, education, or trade. Now, first and foremost, I want to say, so this basically, you can break this down into a couple ways. So as far as education part, there's degrees. Now, degrees right now get a really bad rep with college because of the student debt and all that. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If you're going to go to college and you're going to get a degree in fly watching, or you're going to get a degree in breakdance or some dumb shit like that, then yeah, like, you should probably, like, degrees are stupid. But if you, let's say when you were in high school, let's say you were really good at math, right? And let's say on top of being really good at math that you were very mechanically inclined, like you were good with like engines and stuff like that, like you worked on your car, I would strongly consider you going to college and trying to be an engineer, right? If you go and become an engineer, you'll be making six figures a year, right? As an electrical engineer or you know, got different type of engineers. You could be making six figures a year. Now, if you, let's say you get out of college with $120,000 in debt, right? 10 years, you'll be all right. You have it paid. You have a house. You have all that stuff. It's worth it at that point. But now, if you go get a degree in wine tasting or some dumb shit like that, like, you know, they got all types of retarded degrees or what's that philosophy? Some dumb shit like that. If you do that, then yeah, like, degrees are stupid. But you need I'm not saying you need a degree, but that is a pathway of you. That this first one that I'm talking about, this first pillar, is the most important pillar, because you're going to need one of these three. If you don't have one of these three, your life will never be stable, period. I don't care what nobody tells you. I don't care what, you know, you need to just go buy some real estate. No, if you don't have this one pillar, because I'm telling you right now, this pillar is going to be the difference between you being homeless in a recession and you having food on the table during a recession, right? You need to, this number one block is so important. I don't know if y'all know, but back in the day, in like the medieval times and when they were creating Egypt, you know, which was before medieval and all that stuff, like, people used to kill for trades. People, those were skills that people guarded with their lives because they were so valuable. Because people understood that if you had a trade, that you can always feed your family. Or if you had a skill, if you had a education, people, they held education. Like, you can just look at the slaves back in during slavery times in the U.S. They didn't want the slaves to read. Why? Because knowledge is so powerful. And you saw what happened when certain slaves got the ability to read, you know, the Frederick Douglasses and things like that. When they started to expound on their knowledge, you could see the effect that they had on the world after the fact. So it's very, very important. So, you know, getting an education or skill of trade, and now getting into the skill of trade side of it, this is such as, you know, learning how to be an electrician, learning how to be a plumber, learning how to be a welder, all these things. You're first and foremost, I want to debunk something when it comes to skills and trades. You're not limited. You're not capped off of having a blue collar job. What I mean is, if you wanted to, if you applied yourself, I know people that started out as low level electricians that have multi-million-dollar businesses right now. I know people that started off as a EA, which is an equipment associate. I'm a diesel generator mechanic right now, or technician. I know people that started as like an EA, which is basically you just count cable and wash generators, and now they're a vice president of their district making six figures a year. You're not capped. You can do whatever you want to do in the skill and trade field. You just have to apply yourself, just like with anything else in life. So if you don't have one of these three things, if you don't go to school and get a useful degree, if you don't go get a skill education or trade, you're never going to be stable in life. And I'm telling you right now, the reason why I'm doing this before I do the asset investment, nothing else you do, you shouldn't, let me put it like this, until you start on this pillar of your life, until you start on this self-investment pillar, you shouldn't be trying to invest in stocks. You shouldn't be trying to invest in real estate. You shouldn't be trying to, if you're not already in a relationship, you shouldn't even really be worried about being with a hoe right now. I mean, excuse me. You shouldn't really be worried about getting a relationship right now. You should just be focused on getting this together, because this is going to be the difference between you feeding your family, you not feeding your family. This should be the most important thing. And if you're just kind of doing something right now that doesn't require one of those three, I'm telling you right now, when things get rough, when the economy destabilizes and all that other shit, the first people to suffer the most from it are people who don't have one of those three things that I listed. Because when you have it, no one can take it from you. And that's why that's the number one pillar. That's why it's the most important pillar. The other ones, they're all important in their own way, but I don't think any of them supersedes how important that first one is. Because I'm telling you right now, you need a skill, education, a trade. And if you don't know, like, if you're not sure where to start, oh, I actually want to add this in there too. So there are civil jobs, such as being a police officer or a firefighter, or you can also join the military. All those are viable options. I'll touch on it a little bit more later in the podcast. But I would say, if you choose to go any of those routes, whatever you can do to make yourself more valuable in that career, in that job field. So as far as, like, I know in the military, you can go to different schools and stuff like that. Do it. Make yourself as valuable or as much of a commodity as possible, because those are jobs that you are slightly capped to how much you can make. Because, I mean, let's say if you're in the military, if you decide to stay enlisted, the highest you can go is an E9. However, you can maximize your ability to move up faster, depending on how much of a commodity you make yourself. So if you're an E4 in the Army or in the Marine Corps or something like that, which is the fourth pay rank, if you decide to go to a bunch of schools and learn a bunch of things and cross train and all that, then you can move up the ranks faster. And the faster you get up the ranks, the more you have money to invest in yourself and in other things and make yourself more financially stable and comfortable in life later on, right? So that is pillar number one, skill, education, a trade. You need to be I don't care who you are. If you're not starting on getting one of those three, you need to be starting now. I mean, like, really, like, you should cut this whole podcast off or keep it on and run outside and start looking right now. Like, that's how important that shit is. That should be number one on the clock. You gotta find one of those three. That's super important, bro. I'm telling you right now, you will thank me later. I'm not even joking. You will thank me later. I promise you. All right. So now moving on to the second, right? Number two is the second pillar of self-investment is savings. Now, savings is weird, right? Because I'm not one of those people that believe you should save 3 years worth of income and all this other shit. Like, at some point you gotta invest in other things. But I would say, and this is something that I do struggle with myself. You know, I try my best, but, you know, trying to, especially when you're young, getting your foot in, which is why I understand. That's why I'm saying with these pillars, like, as long as you're trying on some of them, like I said, the first one, that's not even an option to try. You need to be doing that now. But as far as the other ones, like, it's going to come in different waves. You know, something that some of them you may be able to do right away. Some of them you might not be able to. Some of them you still got to learn. Some of them you got to work through. So, and savings is one of those, because it can be difficult sometimes, because now everybody has the excess money to save, right? Or is in the position where they can have a really great savings. So with savings, my biggest thing to say is, right, you want to at least have about maybe at bare minimum 3 months worth of savings. I know that's a little low for some people, but I would say 3 months is reasonable, right? And I would say for that 3 months, 40% of those savings should go into a CD, which is a certificate. Now, the reason why I say 40% should go into a CD is for two reasons. For one, if you put your savings into a CD, one, it appreciates better than in a normal savings account, which is pretty good. Two is it's not as easily accessible for you to go and take money out. So the biggest thing with savings is, if just like we all know, when you get fucked up or when you just want to do a little something extra, sometimes you have a tendency to dig into your savings. You know, we're all subjected to it. But if you have a CD, now you got to go through the whole process. Like, bro, when I had me a CD with Navy Fed, I used to be so annoyed. You got to go there. You got to show ID. You got to talk to the motherfuckers. They're going to ask. And then they ask you all these questions. It's almost like they're trying to keep you from taking the money out too, which in the long run helps you out. Because it's like, do I really need that bread? Like, if you out, you know, you done bagged you a thought or something like that, and you like, all right, I just need to borrow an extra couple hundred dollars so I can take her out. And then you like, damn, I got to go to CD place and I gotta go to the bank and talk about the CD and take this shit out and all this other stuff. All those extra steps, you might be like, you know what? I'll just tell her I link with her next time I get paid. That saves you some bread. You kept that money in your account. So having 40% of CDs, I think, is very, very useful. The money can still be taken back out. It's harder to get, which is good. You want it to be difficult because you want to make sure that if you're taking money out of your savings, that you really, really need it. You know, I've met people that say you should put 60% of your CDs, which I'm not a big fan of, because if I need my money now, I want to have access to it now. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, 40%, like, if you think about it, if you got, let's say, $10,000 in savings, if you know, that extra $4,000, you have $6,000 to work with. So that extra $4,000 should be if it's, like, last resort, like, yo, I really need this shit, you feel me? So, and that's, I know most people ain't gonna have $10,000, especially not if you're in your 20s, but this is me giving an example. So yeah, savings should definitely be up there. Like I said, these other four aren't really in a particular order, but you know, we're just running through them. Number three is credit. Now, credit is weird because credit is going to, so, in my opinion, your biggest asset to yourself is your self-investment, the first pillar, your skill, education, and trade, because that's going to be the majority of how much money you make in your life, right? Your working money is normally going to be the majority of your income in your life. It's rare that you're going to have somebody, unless they're super well off, that's going to have a bunch of passive income that's making up for most of what they live off of. It's going to be their skills that they have. Now, well, credit is dope because credit, number one, you need a car to survive, you need a house to survive, you need an apartment. Credit, you can't do anything essentially without credit. Anything. You can't buy a house, you can't, you know, credit cards, all that stuff. You know, credit, I can do a whole podcast about credit in and of itself. It's so important. First things first, you need to become knowledgeable in credit. And like I said, I don't knock nobody's hustle, but people really, really take advantage of how lazy some of y'all motherfuckers are. Because I'm telling you right now, like, whenever I hear people going to these credit fitters and shit like that, I'm like, bro, if you just did that, because especially if you don't have debt tied up in a lot of different places, you can learn about credit and you can handle getting your credit higher by yourself. Honestly, like if you only have a few outstanding debts and shit like that and a couple things with your money tied up, you can get that. And you should know the information about your credit. You should know how to raise it. You should know the percentages and all this other stuff. Like, that should be something. And it's readily available. Like, I found all this shit out about credit in a month or two. And like, just reading articles and YouTube videos and talking to people who are knowledgeable, and just learning the information as you go, you know, little laws and stuff like that. You can, it really isn't that difficult to learn. And you should, like I always say, if you're going to use somebody, that's fine, but you should have, you know, you should be studying what it is you're paying somebody to do also. Just so, you know, if they're not on par with what you want, that you can always, you know, hey, bro, you might have forgot this. Or, you know, what? How does this work? Or you bring things up. Because nobody's going to do for you like you. You know what I mean? But you gotta really prioritize it. Because I just feel like people are so quick. I'm just going to give to a credit repair company. Da, 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 let them do it. Nah, bro, you should know. Like, you should learn some of that shit, bro. This is useful. You know what I mean? This is the difference between you having a home for your family or not. And going into the third pillar is having a house. Now, this one is, you can't get this pillar without the other three that I just mentioned, honestly. Like, it's dependent on those other three. The reason why this is going to be, now this is going to be one of the later, I should have made this last, but this is a big pillar of self-investment, because as a individual, for most people in America, if you look it up, most middle class individuals, their biggest asset is their house. That's their biggest asset. If they as far as what's worth most in their life, more than stocks, more than anything else, their biggest asset is normally their house of residence, if they have a house, if they own a house. Having that is just going to set you up for success in the future. This is something that you can always, if times get hard, you can sell. You could, you know, this is one of those things that if you don't have, or if you're not striving to have a house, right, you're essentially just bypassing a opportunity to have a huge asset. Like, it's almost like if I told you, hey, I'm going to give you something that if things get rough, you can get $60,000, $80,000, you know what I mean? Or something that's going to constantly appreciate in value. It's just there's so many benefits to having a house. Don't get me wrong, having a house can be a pain in the ass. I got a lot of homies that own houses and they go through it sometimes, but it's a huge asset you need to be working towards having. And again, just like I said with the credit, learn about it. Learn about the whole, like, I'm looking to buy a crib this next coming year, and I'm slowly but surely, I mean, I've been doing a little research and stuff, but I'm really starting to ramp up on, like, what I need to know about housing, about closing deals, all this other shit. Like, I'm starting to introduce the information to me because I need to know. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm gonna be having people doing shit for me, but I need to know my P's and Q's so I can make sure they on their P's and Q's. So I watch them watching my money, watching, you know, you gotta keep eyes on motherfuckers, man. I don't, like I said before in a lot of other podcasts, I don't trust people, and I want to make sure I'm in the loop about what the fuck's going on. I'm not gonna know everything. I'm not gonna know as much as they do, but I know enough to make sure that shit's going right. So study it. You know, don't just leave it up to, I'm just going to get an agent, or I'm just going to get, you know, this attach repair company. I'm just going to, nah, learn some stuff. You know what I mean? You can still use those, you know, they're good tools, especially if you're busy, as busy as I am. Yeah, you definitely use those things, but don't use that as a crutch to just say, oh yeah, you know, cool, they'll handle it. Nah, make sure you got your eyes on that shit. You know, they don't care about your money the way you care about your money. Put it that way. And the last part of the five pillars of investing in self-investment is going to be your retirement. Now, this, honestly, if I didn't rank these after the first one, but this could have been second. I'm young. A lot of us are young. We don't think about how important investing is, bro. The senior poverty rate, it's high as fuck. It's not as high as it used to be back in the day. I think they said that it was in a 20 percentile back post Social Security. It's not as high as it used to be, but it's still pretty high. If you look at most homeless people you see, they're all senior citizens. They're all pretty older. You know what I mean? A lot of people are going to have to work until they die because they don't prioritize their retirement now. Now, most jobs are going to give you a 401k and things like that. A lot of people talk bad about 401ks. I understand why. I've done the research on it. I see where the disparities are. However, what I would say is you don't have to, and I'll get more into this when I talk about the asset investing when I do that podcast, but you don't have to have just one retirement. You see what I'm saying? You got to think of it like this, right? If you got a 401k, you also got your Social Security. If you go out and say, all right, I'm going to make an IRA on top of that, right? I'm going to have an IRA on top of that. That's three right there, three retirement funds that you have for later in life. And you also have a savings that should be growing as you get older also. So it'd be about four streams of income that you'll have if you constantly keep growing and investing and doing your thing with it that you'll have later on in life. That should be enough to take care of yourself. But you got to be smart about it. You got to know, you know, like I said, I'm trying to, the reason why this video is going to, I mean, this podcast is going a little faster is because what I didn't want, like when I made this list, I was like, I don't want to go too crazy in depth about each one because it's like all five of these, I could make a whole podcast about in and of itself. And I might do that with a couple of these. I know I'm going to definitely do it with the retirement one now that I'm getting into it, but you know, you need to be thinking about your retirement now. And this is, again, going into the skilled trades and jobs part. I remember I was speaking to my Marines. I'm a sergeant in the Marine Corps. And, you know, we're all reservists. And I was talking to him about, like, hey, I was just asking, like inquiring, yo, how many of y'all have a 401k or retirement plan with your job? Like, 70% of them said no. Like, they don't have any type of retirement plans with their jobs. This is why I say the skill, trade, and education. Any job that you get that's worth having is going to have some type of a 401k with it or a retirement benefit plan. It's almost like if they don't have it, that's key sign of a bullshit ass job. Cause that's something that you know, when you have the interview, they're gonna sell you on, like, hey, we got this, and whatever. You know, my company has all types of crazy little investment benefits that people don't really know the importance of, really, so they kind of blow it off. But what I do, and when I heard that shit, that made me really want to get on with my company. I was like, oh yeah, I need this. You know, so you have to have some form of retirement. You should at least be working on having three forms of a retirement fund. Like I said, now you could just take the 401k and roll it into an IRA. Like I said, later on, I'll explain what those are. You could just combine two in one, but I would just, you know, me personally, I like to, you know, diversify your funds, man. Diversify everything. Don't leave all your eggs in one basket, because they could turn around and say, hey, you can't get your Social Security. Well, bitch, I still got three other ones. You know what I'm saying? I still got my savings. I still got my IRA. I still got my 401k. Fuck it. So, or they might say, hey, your 401k tanks. We're not letting you out. All right, I still got three others. You know, just, and it doesn't seem important now, because we're in our 20s, or you might be in your 30s or whatever case may be, or even in your 40s. It doesn't seem that big. But man, I'm telling you right now, I see it a lot, especially in the area I live in, because it's like the older population in the 757 of Virginia is big as fuck. I don't know why. But I see it a lot, man. I see a lot of struggling old people, and it's sad, man. And you know, it's one of those things you really have to, like, really prioritize, man. Remember, and it's not even just that. Like, if you know, having those funds, if you don't make it to that old age, all those funds go to your kids and to your family. Or if, you know, let's say you don't use whatever you don't use when you're older, those funds go to your family and your kids. Like, it's just. Well, I'm gonna get into the asset investment, you know, portion of this later on. But like, this is, all these things are just setting your life and your family's life up for prosperity in the future, and you should take it very seriously. It shouldn't be one of them things that's like, oh, well, you know, whatever. You know, I get to it when I get to it. And like I said, like, I'm not even fully, like, right now, if you was to ask me, I'd say I've started on all five of them, well, four of them, but I'm probably well versed with really just two of them right now, as far as the five pillars. I say three of them, but you know what? I'm still growing. I'm still learning it. And as long as you're trying, but you cannot, like I said, if you are 28, 27, 30, a little over 30, like, if you're anywhere and you just heard this list and you're like, well, I don't have any of those five, an alarm, I'm talking about like a fucking siren, like, your ass need to, it's a siren in your crib, you need to run out the house and get started now. I'm not talking about tomorrow, I'm not talking about later tonight, I'm not talking about, no, you need to get up now, sprint out the door and get busy, because if you don't have these, bro, I'm telling you, you cannot, like, your life is in jeopardy of falling at any point in time. If you talk to any homeless person, right, if you ever watch, like, the Soft Right Underbelly, like, their little things and stuff like that, a lot of their stories are due to drugs and things like that. But there's also, if you hear some of them, it's just, you know, four or five things go wrong at once, and if you don't have the legs to stand on, that shit can knock you down. You may not get back up. Because if you don't have the savings, you don't have the retirement, you don't have the skills and trade, you don't have the, and again, if all those people had a skill, education, or trade, even if all that other shit fell, eventually, it took a minute, it didn't hurt, you know what I mean? They probably still would have been homeless for a couple months, but eventually, they could have reutilized those skills. So, and I've seen it too many times. I know functioning alcoholics, I know crackheads. Not even joking, I know straight up, literal, like Tyrone Bigum scratching the neck, like, oh, yeah, I want some crack. Like, nah, some real live crackheads that have jobs in a house right now because they have a skill, education, a trade. I've seen it. It don't matter how bad of a fuck up you are. Eventually, someone's going to need it. If you're an engineer, someone needs an engineer. If you're a welder, somebody needs a welder. Someone needs it. If you're a HVAC tech, someone needs air conditioning and heat. I promise you, it's always going to come to fruition. So you need that number one. I don't know how, like, I can't even stress and emphasize that enough, bro. You need, like, that first pillar. Matter of fact, scrap everything else. That first pillar, bro, if you have not started on that yet, which means you're not going to college, you haven't gotten a trade school, associate, something. If you have not started that first one, get up, get out, and get started now. Like, today. Like, right now. That is so important. Like I said, it's the whole point of this channel. So I want everybody to be successful and have a life of prosperity. And that is... It's imperative. You need that. And like I said, you shouldn't be focused on doing any type of asset investing, stocks and real estate, all that shit. All that shit can wait. If you get these, all five of these done first, then you can go ahead and, or not done, but just get them started and get them going. Then you can go ahead and start doing the other shit. But these five need to be on your radar. And I'm going to go out and just say it. I personally, and you know, people may agree, people may disagree. I would say until you get at least three of these started, I would really kind of leave dating to the wayside. Like if you heard this list and you like, I don't have anything done, women should be on the back burner. Fuck them hoes. You got bigger things to worry about right now. Like fuck all that. This is your life at stake right now. You see what I'm saying? So women, marriage, all that shit should be way out the window. You can focus on that when you get your shit together. Fuck all that. At least three of these things need to be started in progress now. The first one definitely, and then at least two of the others. And all that other shit could come later. You know, I think a lot of this, you know, I was talking about the red pill thing. I think a lot of these things are getting convoluted to where, you know, they're kind of missing the point of what the self-improvement thing was. The self-improvement thing was to have a better life for you and your family when you have a family later on. But to sit there and to be essentially crippling yourself to get a girlfriend, or crippling yourself to focus on being married, like, that's just ass backwards. Back in the day, I know everybody likes to pull in the 50s and in the 40s and the 30s. They stayed together for yada, yada, yada. You know what all those men had in common before they got married? They had factory jobs. They had skills. They had all these things. They had a fucking financial life. They had a financial life. That was their all things they had in common before they got married. So all this other shit is like I can't tell you. I know so many people. Like, there's a dude that I was working with not too long ago that like always complained about money, always complained about bread. You know, he's struggling with this, struggling with that, just constantly complaining. But yet this motherfucker is out doing dates and talking about some, yeah, I think I found the one. Motherfucker, you didn't solve your issues. What the fuck? What are you worrying about bitches right now for? What the fuck are we doing? You worried about this lovey-dovey shit and you broke? Motherfucker, fuck her. That shit can wait. That shit'll come later. You need to get on your grind, bro. Fuck all that. And don't get me wrong. And honestly, like, it's ass backwards because I think what they say, 60, 70% of divorces happen due to financial issues. That's what that's based off of. Motherfuckers worry about the wrong shit. Bro, deal with that shit later. That shit's back burner. Fuck them parties. Fuck them women. All that shit. Get on your grind, bro. Fuck all that shit. Like that. And if I'm being truthful with you, bro, you'll find a lot more happiness chasing your purpose than you will trying to look for love and all this other goofy shit. Like, I mean, let me not call it goofy. I'm just like, you'll have a much more of a life of fulfillment if you prioritize your purpose more than anything else. That's how I feel about it. And somebody could come in and say, you're bitter. Somebody hurt you. And yada. Well, listen, bro. I ain't never heard a hustler say no goofy shit like that. Not once. I ain't never in my life. I don't know nobody who I know who, or the people who I look up to that I think are some real deal hustlers, some real make it happen individuals, some real well-off individuals. I ain't never heard them say no goofy shit like that. Because if you talk to any of them, I guarantee you they'll tell you that they put their goals before everything, for the most part, until like maybe they had kids or something like that. And then they put their kids. So, motherfuckers can't hurt my feelings saying no goofy shit like that. Because like I said, I listen to hustlers. Benny the Butcher had one of the best lines. You know what I mean? I don't care about haters. I'm only concerned with hustlers think. Straight up. So, this is Devontae, this is Reaper Training, man. I appreciate y'all for joining me tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed the content. Stick with it, man. Stay on your goals. Just to reiterate, Tenacious Rose is now available on Amazon Prime, $9.99. Go cop that, man. I actually go into more depth and detail about the assets and all that stuff in the book. All around self-help book. Give you some good motivation, all that. And I appreciate y'all guys, man. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. I'll catch you next time.